Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the Free Zones. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there, and welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday. Oh,
yes.
Boy, we've got wiffling to do, both in a good way and in a rather brisk way, I might say.
Celebrating some wiffling and calling for some wiffling.
Yes, exactly. Because we are talking about the whole case that was going on in Michigan in Green Charter Township in Paris, Michigan earlier this week. And we've been blessed with some of our listeners who live in that area.
Yes.
That one person was actually, he's a semi-retired journalist who went and investigated it a lot more details for us just for this show.
Outstanding.
And so we talk about boots on the ground.
That's right.
Thought that was really fantastic. So we'll be getting to that and some of those details because it's a great thing. This is something that people all across the nation should take note of because
this is
a case of we the people standing up for what's right and doing it the right way and getting it done in a way that stops the whole tyrannical garbage that's going on in their county.
When they united together, when patriots united, they were able to oust the entire city board who wanted to bring the communist Chinese.
That's right.
Right into their communities.
Yep. And so we've got more details on that. Thanks so much to a couple of our listeners, and especially one there in Michigan. And so not only that, but many of you have been paying attention to the whole Trump thing that's going on with his presidential immunity claim and how all of the left is just blowing up, saying, he's not above the law. He can't do anything that's above the law.
Right.
You know, nobody is above the law.
He doesn't have immunity.
Don't mention Joe Biden or Hunter Biden in front of them, though.
Oh, you know, right. Watch their heads explode.
Yeah, because, well, just there's no evidence that he's doing anything wrong, right?
Right.
But Trump, who has never done anything wrong, is claiming to be above the law and he needs to be prosecuted.
Yes.
You know, talk about absolute black and white hypocrisy.
It's crazy watching how fast things are, the narratives shifting like in mid-sentence.
Yes.
They contradict themselves, they use double speak, and they change the rules right in midstream. What doesn't apply, you know, what they want to apply something to Trump. You try to take that same argument against all of the other real crimes that are going on by people in Washington, D.C., and they've got one excuse after another, right? So they have immunity or...
Yes, it's, right.
Exactly.
In fact, we'll be talking about that more extensively as well. But you and I were having a very poignant discussion about how liars operate, and it's mind-boggling that these liars, they're so backwards. I mean, not only do they speak lies as if it was their native tongue, just like Satan himself,
right,
but they accuse us of doing what they're doing.
Yes.
And they claim things that we do right as what they've done when they've not done anything of the sort.
Exactly.
And so this is their twisted, warped thinking, seriously, is mental.
Well, exactly.
I mean, mental as in like a insanity.
It is. The arc is just going up sharply as we watched over the last few years how blatantly, like you said, insane it's getting.
Right.
They target children for turning them into sexual deviants. The community steps up against it, says, oh, no, you don't. And the accusation is hate.
Yes.
Stop the hate.
Right.
Love
right.
is love.
Right.
You know, and then it's absolutely.
It's a sickness. It is mental sickness.
It's demonic.
Because, you know, just like I had been describing, well, several months ago, saying, you know what, this whole communist thing, it's not just an ism. You know, it's not just communism.
Right.
This is an actual mental sickness that people that have this same mental sickness all kind of conglomerate together under this mass deception that they all agree with. It's their, they all have these matching mentalities.
It is. It's just the world religion.
Well, and it's worse than that. It's like, you know, like some people have a bipolar disorder or
right.
or a personality disorder, something that's an actual mental disease. That's what these people have.
Yes.
They are so
delusional.
They're so, yes, delusional, exactly, is the perfect word, because not only do they deceive everybody else, but they are deceived by their own statements.
Right.
They deceive themselves and others. It's staggering.
And you cannot have a rational, logical discussion with them.
Exactly. Because, I mean,
you watch
because
some of
they're
these...
never at fault, number
right.
one. They can't be held accountable for anything they do.
Right.
And everything they do is good.
And facts don't matter.
Right.
They completely dismiss it. And we've seen examples of this, you know, with O'Keefe and others that have, you know, confronted people like men in women's sports.
Right.
You sit there and logically walk them down this path. You can't convert them. I mean, they're, you can't reach them. They're so, that's why I say it's demonic. It's such a strong delusion.
Right. It's like they're,
you can't pull them out of it.
They're the recipients of paradidomy. When God sees that they're so far gone, he then says, okay, you're going to have it that way. I'll help you go away. I'll push you away even faster. And sends them an even stronger delusion.
Right.
And I think that is clearly what we're looking at here. These people are at the point of having such a debased mind that he has turned them over to their debased way of being.
Yes.
And their history. I mean,
And that's what we're up against, because they demand, it's not just live and let live. Oh, they have a different way, a worldview, so let them alone. Let them think how they want, and we think how we want. No. It's like it's not even, tolerance is not even acceptable anymore. You can't just tolerate us.
Right.
You have to embrace and celebrate us and champion our cause.
Right. That's the mental illness factor.
Or you need to be destroyed.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
And so, yeah, where they can do no wrong, everything they do is good, and they can self-justify on everything they do, no matter
right.
how illegal, it's all good according to them, and they will force it on all of us.
Yes.
And so this is what we're dealing with.
It's justice.
It's hard to even comprehend. I mean, especially when we're used to dealing with rational, healthy, mentally healthy individuals.
Right.
And then all of a sudden to get this huge flip switch where the insane asylum now runs everything.
Exactly.
Good grief.
Yep. Well, there's a good foundation for Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
We're
not just whiffling Dixie either.
Yes, right. Where's Dixie? We need to whiffle that person.
Yes. All right. So let's get to the word of the day. I'm looking forward to this. I'm really finding myself looking forward to this every day, like more than anything else, because it makes you look away from the world and what's going on around us.
Well, it also gives us God's insight into these same exact situations that have happened throughout all of biblical history.
Sure.
There's nothing new under the sun, and God is pointing out in each of these, in each of the words of the day, he's saying, well, look at here, this is what happened to these people, and this is what I did, and this is what, you know, the whole result ended up being. So that is extremely helpful in these crazy end times. So the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And I'm pretty sure almost everyone out there knows all of these. It reads under the title, The Beatitudes.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And that's it.
That's just so famous.
It's wonderful, because here we've got such a contrast between what you and I were talking about with these people who speak lies like it's their native language.
Right.
Just like Satan himself. And then we've got the basic character traits of those who shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Yep.
Right. And so I think it's perfect contrast, and a great reminder for all of us to what is expected of us as well.
As you were reading that, I was going down the list in my mind, just thinking, Lord, help me be more like that. Help me be more like that.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Help me do that more.
Right, because these are referred to the seven blesseds.
Yes.
And so the first one being from verse 3, which is humility. And the second one is having willingness to suffer through persecution. The third, earnest attention to God's commandments. The fourth, refusal to substitute false piety for genuinely right behavior.
Yeah.
The fifth, a life of prayer. The sixth, prioritizing spiritual over materialistic values. And the seventh, being obedient to the will of God. And
there
so
you go.
That's what we're looking at as a revisitation to what is expected of Christ's followers.
It's such a contrast. It's the other end of the spectrum from what we're seeing in the world today. You know, what we're looking at in the news, what we're talking about, what we're seeing thrust in our faces.
Right.
And the path they're trying to force us to go down with them, this sets you apart completely.
Exactly.
I mean, it's such a rock to cling to.
Right.
You know, that it's just, I loved hearing that.
That's right.
That's great. I was visualizing it too.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Because, you know, we've recently in the last year, I don't know, we've probably seen a couple, two or three different kind of like travel documentaries or Christian archaeology videos where they were like right there where the Sermon on the Mount was taught.
Right there in near Capernaum.
Yeah, with the Sea of Galilee in the background, and they're actually standing in the same spot, you know, demonstrating, speaking down by the water, and you can hear it. It's like a natural amphitheater.
Right.
You know,
and of course, God knows that.
Right.
You know, that he could be in that place, and everybody could hear him very crystal clear.
Yeah, it was just very cool.
Fascinating.
Some people are like, there's no way one person could talk to 5,000 people.
And yet,
oh, yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Right.
Well, those are good. Those are all really good. I want to just encourage the listeners, go back through that. Read it again.
Yep.
You know, read it, meditate on it, and just kind of do little homework on the heart.
Well, exactly. And you know, I love especially the part about the meek. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And especially after we had seen that clip about the definition of meek does not mean weak.
Right.
The definition of meek is tons of strength. I mean, massive strength under control.
Right.
Right. Under control, where the same person that can doctor a newborn calf that is struggling and have ultimate compassion on it and caring, taking it into his house to keep it warm by the fire, is the same guy that can also bring people to justice in a battle.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so that's the definition of meek. It's strength under control.
I saw You know what makes me think of that? Here's another visual, because I'm a visual type of person, is this huge, this big old excavator. I mean, you could take an excavator and just crush a person, like, into the dirt with it, right?
Well, who do you have in mind?
Well, and then you can bury them.
Yeah, right.
No, but there's this excavator next to this canal, and there was a small calf that fell into this canal upstream, and it's swimming for its life. Its little nose is bobbing, right?
Right.
And these workers are watching this small calf come down, and this guy swings this huge excavator around with this big old bucket, right?
Yeah.
He just drops the bucket, the tip of it, and he scoops this little calf out.
Yep.
Of the
little, it was probably tiny, 600 pounds.
It's like, or less than that. It's like the size of a dog. It was tiny. So anyway, he scoops it out of the water and then brings it over and sets it down on the ground. I'm like, that's meek. That's strength. I mean, the power that thing is capable of,
right?
It can rip and tear and shred, but it's just like, as gently as can be, just reach in there and just.
Right. And the stunning part about that was the pace of the water that was flowing so fast.
Oh yeah.
And for the timing of that excavator operator to be able to do it just
time
so
it.
Gently and pull them right out. That was outstanding.
You couldn't run as fast as that current was moving.
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah. That was just an amazing thing to see. And that was a visual. I just thought that's like meekness. If you could put meekness in a video, you know,
right.
That's what it looks like.
Right. Exactly.
That was pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, okay. So what was that scripture?
So that was Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 through 12. Actually, I said 1 through 11, but it's 1 through 12.
Okay. Got it. Oh, Matthew. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Get your preps together. And if you need some help or you need to go to the next level, check it out at prepping2-0.com. We'll be back with segment 2 of the morning commute right after this. Stay there.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
Welcome back, Christian Patriot Crusaders, Ultra MAGA Patriots. This is segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning, and everyone. Welcome back to Wifflebat Wednesday. And we had talked about this fantastic turnout of the people and the utter will that they that they overthrew the entire board of Green Charter Township in Paris, Michigan.
Yep.
And why? Because that board had agreed to allow a Chinese manufacturing plant to start up there. And well, for for producing the electric car batteries.
Yes.
And they all said, oh, absolutely not. That is, they are communists. They hate Americans. They don't belong here. And would the board listen? Nope. They would not listen.
Do whatever probably because they were getting their pockets lined.
Exactly.
Well, the citizens rolled out with pitchfork and torch shaped wiffle bats.
Right. And they, like one lady said, we are blessed to have some very, very sharp people that went and organized this whole protest about it. And they didn't just protest, they ousted them all.
Oh, yeah. They took action.
The great part was that there were only two of the board that quietly resigned before the others were, you know, before the others were ousted.
Oh, I didn't
all
know
the
that.
Others were ousted. And altogether, there was seven of them. Mm. And so one of our listeners that was so great to go and investigate this a little bit further, this was what he wrote to me. He says, I spoke with Corey Ribo of the Township Clerk of Green Charter Township in Paris, Michigan. I found out that the previous township board was removed via recall provisions in the township charter. The interesting part here is the reason that the locks were changed was Corey reported that the previous board members were coming into the town hall after being ousted and were removing files and other data.
Oh.
2 months later, it is still not known what was removed. And in Goshen, the property is currently still owned by Goshen. However, construction has not been started. And as far as any legal action in relation to Goshen or the previous board, Clerk Ribo cannot comment at this time. And so the interesting part there is that what were those board members removing? What files did they take and what other data did they remove that they did not want anybody else to see?
That is a great exclusive update there, brought to you by our Michigan field correspondent for the morning commute.
Michigan boots on the ground.
Woo-hoo! Boots on the ground, Radio Free Redoubt field correspondent. Yeah.
Morning commute correspondent.
That's right.
Yep, that's right. Okay, well, so cool. And we've also got an update on what's going on with this insanity that Trump is getting pulled through the ringer over with this arguing presidential immunity. So listen to this clip on his update.
I want to thank you all, and we had a very momentous day in terms of what was learned and what they've conceded. They conceded two major points that were... they were right in doing it. I don't think they had much of a choice, but they're very, very big, very powerful points. And I think we're doing very well. I think it's very unfair when a political opponent, is prosecuted by the DOJ, by Biden's DOJ. So they're losing in every poll. They're losing in almost every demographic. Numbers came out today that are really very mind-boggling if you happen to be Joe Biden, and I think they feel this is the way they're going to try and win, and that's not the way it goes. That'll be bedlam in the country. It's a very bad thing. It's a very bad precedent. As we said, it's the opening of a Pandora's box, and that's a very sad thing that's happened with this whole situation. When they talk about threat to democracy, that's your real threat to democracy, and I feel that as a president, you have to have immunity. Very simple. And if you don't, as an example, if this case were lost on immunity, and I did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong, I'm working for the country. And I worked on very hard on voter fraud, because we have to have free elections. We have to have strong borders. We have to have free elections. Those two things, almost above all. And we found tremendous voter fraud. We have a list of it. We have some findings if you want it. The press doesn't like reporting it, but we found tremendous voter fraud. Determinative voter fraud. But we worked on that. That's what I was doing. And they were talking about after. Well, nothing has to do with after I left. It was during the time. And that was what they really focused on today during the appeal. And they concede that, and everybody concedes that. And if it's during the time, you have absolute immunity.
Yeah, you know, we reported that last week with Trump dropping that 32-page report documenting all of the
election
fraud. Yeah,
right. And as we know, 2,000 mules and True the Vote, they have gone above and beyond.
Absolutely.
proving. I mean, without any shadow of a doubt, there's so much evidence. Gosh, you couldn't even put it all in one library. There's so much evidence. And
that's
so
right.
What's really particularly insidious about what they're doing here with this one is the left is saying he is not above the law. So right now they're all trying to attack him, saying that he is trying to be above the law and nobody's above the law. Yet you remember we covered the Brunson brothers case.
Yes, I do.
A couple, a year and a half, 2 years ago, where it says here from their case that Congress's perceived failures set them up for their future venture in suing Congress for not living up to their constitutional oath for choosing to not investigate accusations of a rigged election.
That's right.
They were required to do that by law, and yet they didn't. And you know what? The U.S. prosecuting attorneys came back on the Brunson brothers and said Congress is immune.
Yes.
From any of these lawsuits.
They have like this diplomatic immunity.
Yes, diplomatic immunity. And so lo and behold, well, that's funny. The immunity works for them when they want it, right?
Oh, right.
And especially
right.
when they're breaking the law, an egregious breaking of the law.
With proof
that shows that they're just ultra willing to ignore their oath of office, which is a legal requirement.
Yes.
And so, and did they investigate the emergency of a foreign instigated rigged election?
Right. Foreign nope. interference.
That's right. It was an emergency procedure that they are required by law to investigate. And yet they're above the law and they got away with it.
And they needed an emergency to change the rules in the middle of the game, hence January 6th.
Right. So who's above the law here?
Right.
Right.
Well, guys, plenty for you to chew on. You be safe out there and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.